Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Today on The Grave Talks, exploring the unexplained, a conversation with Lawrence Milano. Lawrence Milano is the creative force behind the Mondo Docs YouTube channel. His passion for horror films and documentary storytelling has led him to explore some of the creepiest abandoned houses, legendary haunted locations, and intriguing places shaped by history and death. In this episode, he shares behind-the-scenes stories from investigations at infamous spots like the Conjuring House and the Wildwood Sanitarium, discussing eerie EVPs, unexplained camera movements, and even a mysterious side that defies rational explanation. Lawrence opens up about what draws him to these forgotten corners of our world and the spirits who may still linger there. Today on The Grave Talks, exploring the unexplained, a conversation with Lawrence Milano. Lawrence, thank you so much for being on the show. And I have to say, when I came across your name, Lawrence Milano, I'm like, you could have a movie star career because that is a movie star name. It really is.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, I get that. Every now and then, I'll be honest with you.
Like someone who's on a soap opera or something, starring Lawrence Milano.
Well, I get more often the cookie thing, the Milano cookies.
Oh, true.
I get people asking me all the time. It's like, oh, any relation to the Milano cookies?
I wish.
It's like, yeah, absolutely. In my basement, I go down there and pick the cookies every Sunday, Monday night, you know, make sure they get out just in time.
And then I do my thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I go something and bake cookies. That's what I do.
Well, I stumbled upon your Mondo Docs YouTube channel. So you have these videos that you do that are quite good. There's paranormal investigations on there. There's some more interview type of formats, some documentary type of formats. And I found it really interesting. And then, so I'm like, who is this guy? And so then I found you and I reached out and I'm like, you want to be on the show because I want to talk to you about some of this stuff. So thank you very much. How did you get into filming? Obviously it's something you're quite good at.
Yeah. So I grew up just like watching horror movies. And ever since I was a young kid, I wanted to grow up and just produce and direct my own horror movies. So I would shoot short, awful movies on, you know, my camcorder and my VHS camera back in the day, or my mom's VHS camera, I should say. And, you know, eventually I went to film school and did some horror movies there, some horror shorts. And then I did a documentary film for my senior thesis. And I kind of stuck with me. You know, I really enjoyed doing a documentary, doing something that's nonfiction, and moving forward after that, after college, I kind of dove into more documentary stuff, wedding videography here and there. I fell in love with doing documentaries. And Mondo Docs, you know, that was an idea I had back in 2019. You know, the idea was going to be kind of like Vice. If you're familiar with Vice at all, mm-hmm. They do a lot of groundbreaking documentaries on sometimes, you know, provocative subjects, dark subjects, war, etc. I really like the format of Vice and kind of combine that with paranormal explorations. That was the plan back in 2019 when I started the YouTube channel. And then, you know, I wasn't really going to do all paranormal, not all ghost hunting. And then when COVID hit, when the pandemic started, everything kind of shut down and I was kind of stuck. And so I just started going to cemeteries, abandoned places, and started filming that, you know, filming at those locations.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. No, not many people around, at least not many living people around cemeteries. And I did a few paranormal stuff here and there. You know, the more haunted locations I went to, the more fascinated I became with that subject, with the paranormal. And it just kind of took off from there.
Do you belong to a paranormal investigation group?
No, no. I mean, it's just my friends and I.
I was wondering if you guys had a formal group or if this is kind of something everybody does for fun.
For fun, in a way. I mean, it's, you know, I'm not sure which videos you watched, but you may notice I go to a lot of places by myself, especially abandoned
which
places.
Which I think is crazy. There was one video I was watching, it was a haunted place in the forest.
Quite a few of those.
And I live in Kansas, so we don't have forests. So I saw a forest and that caught my eye. But it's like a 2-story old abandoned house in the middle of nowhere. And I was watching that and I'm like, I would be so afraid. I would fall through the floor and no one would ever find me. And so
that's the risk.
That's
the risk you take. That's a risk. And, you know, sometimes I do tell friends where I'm going. I still do that every now and then, just in
case.
Keep
your phone on you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I go to places like that, I mean, that's my favorite kind of place. I know a lot of people go to these big abandoned hospitals, these big sanatoriums, which they are appealing in their own ways. But for me, I'm more into the somewhat smaller old farmhouses, the old Victorian homes that kind of sit neglected out mm-hmm. in the woods. You know, houses that have these memories, whether they're happy or sad or angry, whichever it may be. You know, I just love going to these old homes, these old houses, and letting them tell their own stories through the camera, basically. That's why I don't really like doing many or much dialogue or voiceover that much in my videos, or talking really in general when I explore different places. I like just kind of going through an abandoned house and let the house kind of speak to me mm-hmm. through the camera, which sounds really weird.
It doesn't,
really cliche.
It makes sense. But no, it makes sense because we're experiencing it with you. And so even as you're describing that feeling, I'm like, you know, someone lived there at one time and this was their home and they had love and happiness and sadness and all the things that go with being a home. And at some point, somebody left and no one ever moved back in. And I always find that interesting. Why what happened?
Because that house
was really a nice house at one time, the one I was watching in the forest. And but what was weird was I'm assuming it was animal skulls all over the place.
Oh, yes. The House of Skulls. Yeah. So that house. Was interesting. So I didn't go upstairs. You may have noticed because the staircase.
When you show the staircase, and in my mind at that moment, I said to myself, "Do not go up there. Do not go up there." And you didn't.
In other videos, I definitely go upstairs. I've been on some sketchy staircases, but that one I was not taking the risk.
That was not meant for you.
No, but that house. You know, the story is from what I've read and what people have told me. Is that hunters will go and discard their deer carcasses. And that includes their heads and their skulls. So that house is full of deer skulls, raccoon skulls, and other rodents. And
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I saw it online. Someone posted about it. And I thought, I have to go. And I knew exactly where it was. Because that area where that house is, there's a lot of abandoned houses in that general area. But that one seemed to be the most accessible. I just, you know, parked in some parking lot, went through the woods and found the house. And that was that. And it was creepy. In its own little weird way. It's not as creepy as other places I've been to, other abandoned houses or abandoned places.
Have you found an abandoned place where you just go in and it's like, that would be a really cool place to go in and check out because it's abandoned, not doing a paranormal investigation or anything, But have you had any paranormal experiences that you didn't expect?
Yes.
In an abandoned place?
I would say recently I went to this, this past summer, there's an old retirement home in the woods of New Jersey. And that video is up on YouTube as well. The Pines Inn. It's called the scariest place in New Jersey. And I really think it is. But it's a massive, massive building. And it's kind of like a giant house almost. But I walked in there. I went there twice. So the first time I went there, I parked in the cemetery across the street, went over into the woods, up the hill, into the building. And it was sketchy. There was just mattresses, paperwork, clothing all over the place. Definitely signs of squatters and vandals. And I didn't like it. I hated it. I went throughout the building, filmed, left, went home. And when I began to edit the footage, it wasn't great. It was shaky. There was just so much adrenaline that I had that day filming. The footage just, it didn't come out that well. So I thought to myself, oh my God, I have to go back there again and film again. So I went back there again and filmed again. And that's the video that's up on YouTube, mixed in with some footage from the first time I filmed. And I was still on edge the entire time. But when it comes to paranormal stuff at that location, I was upstairs on the second or third floor, and I was going down the hallway, and I walked into this one room, and there's a giant moth graffiti on the wall. And I walk in, and then you hear someone go, "Hey."
Ooh.
There's like a whisper, "Hey." And it's clear as day. If you watch the video, I should have suggested that one. But that, if you listen to that, it's very clear. And it's someone saying, "Hey." I didn't hear at the time, obviously. Yeah, I was not expecting anything paranormal at the location at all. And maybe it wasn't paranormal. Maybe someone did say, "Hey," and I just didn't hear them. And near the end of my adventure there, I was in this one room, and I was filming. I heard a noise, and I thought I heard like a growl, like a dog growl, something. So at that point, I decided it was time to go and never come back to that place.
And the thing an animal sound, you could almost justify that as there could be a dog in there.
Could be a dog.
Could be any number of animals in there.
It could be a wild animal. It could be a domesticated animal. It could be a squatter's dog. And the squatter could be there with the dog around the corner. So that's my big thing, too, is coming across squatters or other people who are living in those places. Luckily, it hasn't happened yet face-to-face. But
because you could scare the crap out of them. You don't know how they're going to react.
Exactly.
So, yeah, is dangerous.
Yeah, I would say living people are much more dangerous than, the deceased. And I will tell another story real quick. The story of Mothman, Point Pleasant, West Virginia. My friend and I, we went to the Mothman bunkers about 2 or 3 years ago. Now, I don't believe in Mothman. It's just a cryptid. It's lore. It's my favorite cryptid, but I don't believe Mothman is actually a real thing. But and there's no stories about the Mothman bunkers being haunted. Nothing paranormal, at least that I could find online. So we were down there in the bunkers. And for those who don't know, the Mothman bunkers, or the Mothman lair, I should say, they're old TNT bunkers that were used during World War II to store TNT and other explosives. After the war ended, those bunkers became abandoned, and they believe Mothman hides or lives in those bunkers. That's the story, at least. So we were in the one bunker, the last bunker we were going to explore, and in the video, in the footage, you can hear me and her talk a little bit, and then you hear a man's voice saying hello, as if someone's in the bunker with us, hearing us come in and asking hello, as in who's coming in. Like I said, we had no idea, no sense, no reason to think this place was haunted. And with that kind of EVP, I don't necessarily believe it might be anyone who's deceased. It could be leftover energy, or maybe a dimension crossover. you know, it could still be World War II and that officer is still working in those bunkers.
True.
And he hears two jackasses coming in asking questions.
Like, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, right. Hey, why are you in a military bunker? So that's another example of capturing something when you were not expecting it.
You know, just by the locations you go to, it just doesn't surprise me that you wouldn't capture things everywhere you go. Because a lot of these abandoned locations, they're the ones that you would drive past or walk past and go, that place is haunted.
Yeah. And you know, the Pines Inn, the place I went to, that retirement home where I heard the whispered, hey, it looks like such a haunted house. A lot of these abandoned places, they look like the cliche haunted house. And you would expect them to be haunted. But I like to go in them. Don't expect that. You're going to a house that belonged to someone or a family. And it's full of energy and memories. And, you know, if it's haunted or active, whatever you want to call it, then great. There's someone or something still there in that house. And, you know, if they can communicate with whoever's there through the camera, great. But like I said, overall, when it comes to these kind of places, I just go and explore and just kind of capture that feeling of that location.
You know, and I watched one that you did on The Conjuring House. Now, I've never been to The Conjuring House. I'll let you give a little bit of backstory about The Conjuring House, because I've never been there or anything. I've just heard all the stories, just like everybody, about how it's really, really, really haunted. But just watching your video, I'm like, it looks really, really, really haunted.
It looks haunted.
It really does.
And it feels haunted. But, I mean, you know, everybody knows the Conjuring movies, the parent family, they moved in the house. They began to experience paranormal activity, poltergeist activity. The mother became possessed, I believe. So Ed and Lorraine Warren came in, cleansed the house, depossessed the mother in the living room. And they blamed it all on a woman, a deceased woman named Bathsheba Sherman, who they called a witch. Classic story. Is it true at all? That's up for debate. You know, everybody has their own opinions on the Warrens. I mean, the Amityville haunting is believed to be a well-known hoax. The murder happened, obviously. The true crime case is very real. The paranormal side of things, maybe not so much. Same with the Annabelle doll. You know, it's believed that the doll is not really a haunted Raggedy Ann. In fact, I'll mention real quick, Annabelle was also the name of a character in an episode of The Twilight Zone. It was a Twilight Zone episode about a talking doll. And the girl's mother, her name was Annabelle. So something to keep in mind, food for thought.
Could be connected. That's might have been where it originated.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong and it is indeed the most haunted doll in the world. But anyway, The Conjuring House, is it actually haunted? So, like you said, everybody either says it's the most active, the most haunted, the darkest place you can go to. Others that have gone there, you know, they say, watch out for the black mold in the basement. So it's either this or that. So I had the chance to go 2 years ago, and I was very grateful. It was last year. My goodness. I was invited by a friend to go, and very fortunate for that experience. And I was able to bring the camera and film.
Which I'm going to interrupt. I thought it was very brave of you, because they're like in the basement or someplace, and you're just wandering around by yourself. And I thought, I don't think I could do that, but yay. I'm proud of you for doing that.
So I was a little on edge in the basement by myself. But
I can imagine it's
a dark basement. It's a long hallway.
And
it's
looks like it does really have that look of someplace that would be haunted.
I know. And I was waiting for someone to, like, you know, it's a long hallway in that basement.
It's not even a basement. It's more like a cellar or, you know,
it's an old cellar with an old well in the cellar and everything. It's such a cliche haunted house altogether. And it's a beautiful house. You know, it's nothing like the Conjuring movie, where it's like this giant old farmhouse or Victorian house. It's this little cabin-esque 1700s house. And it's almost quaint. Like, it's kind of cute. Definitely haunted feeling. But I will just say this. I mean, we were outside, and I think you did watch the video, but there's that, the three of us were outside investigating the backyard. And which some people say the backyard is more active than the house itself. So we're out there investigating. And as soon as my friend starts talking, you hear another voice above hers. And it's not mine. It's not our other friend. It's not her voice. It's a very distinct voice that's not there, of a person who isn't there. We didn't hear it in real time. I only heard it on the video, in the footage when I was cutting it together. And I remember hearing it, and I'm like, what the hell was that? Which has happened numerous times when I'm cutting together footage of videos. I'm always asking, what was that? Because I'm not expecting something. And mind you, all throughout the video, it was pretty quiet. Like, it was creepy walking through the house, but it was quiet in terms of paranormal activity and evidence. So I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to figure out what this voice is saying. And I showed it to a friend of mine. And as soon as I showed it to her to get her input, I realized what it is. It's a young child asking, are you a ghost? And once you hear that, it's, at least to me and a few other people, like it's so clear that it's a young child. And that goes back to my Mothman bunker theory that maybe it's like some kind of dimension crossover. Maybe it's 1970, 1960, whatever it may be. And it's one of the Perrin girls who live there. One of the sisters, they're in the backyard and they hear three people in the backyard with them talking, you know, near the tree line in the woods, basically. They're going to ask, are you a ghost? Because they're a young child hearing voices. So at least I would ask that because I'm a weird person. I was a weird kid. But I don't know. I feel like we caught a young child asking, are you a ghost? I love to show that to people just to get their input and try to see what they hear. But to me, that's one of my favorite EVPs I've ever caught, is that girl asking, are you a ghost? But other than that, it wasn't a quiet house.
Wasn't it the Conjuring house where you went to bed? Because I watched several of your videos, so if I get them out of order, I apologize in advance.
The camera did move.
Yeah, the camera definitely moved.
It does. So I have a theory on that one. I'm 50-50. So it makes more sense to consider that paranormal than my theory. I'm not going to say what the theory is, but I have a feeling what moved the camera. But it makes more sense, which is crazy sounding, that it makes more sense that it's paranormal. But it does make more sense. but that really startled me either way. It was weird. For those who don't know, you know, it's my friend and I were in bed trying to sleep at the Conjuring house.
Which I just thought was so weird anyway, that you're at the Conjuring house and let's go to bed.
Tell me about it.
I would never sleep.
You can spend the night there. You can book an overnight.
I would never fall asleep. I have a hard time falling asleep in my non-haunted house.
I slept like a baby. I usually do in haunted places,
which I'll
gladly get to that into that more in a little bit. But and I had the camera on as a night vision camera set up on the windowsill, and it was a really windy night, by the way. So through the footage, the camera tilts a little bit, like pans a little bit. I'm like, weird. Okay, and then it sounds like someone's touching the camera. And then the camera moves quite a bit to the left, as if someone grabbed a camera and just turned it, rotated it, like panned it to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I could not believe it. Like I said, I have a theory. And like I mentioned, it was a pretty windy night that evening. I don't know. Like I said, it makes more sense that it's paranormal, which is crazy. But yeah, but overall, I think my favorite part about the whole video is definitely the EVP. I just boggled my mind. Now, the Conjuring House, it is And I'm not sure if you're up to date on the drama with the
There's
house.
Some drama with the house. That's really funny you bring that up. I stumbled upon that the other day on Facebook because I have a number of different friends on Facebook who are into the paranormal. And then it's always like, because I'm always searching for paranormal stuff, it's always suggesting things to me. So I stumble upon this whole thing about drama surrounding the Conjuring house. And I think it's closed right now.
So it's supposed to be closed. So the owner started doing these crazy things on Facebook, posting all this really weird stuff about the government and so forth, and eventually shut the Facebook page down. She closed it. And then started harassing people who would book a night at the Conjuring House. And then eventually the state of Rhode Island shut her down and said, you don't have the right to operate as a business, no more bookings. And then I think I read something the other day that she's actually still booking the place out. So she's like disobeying the state of Rhode Island, which is nuts. But I don't know. I mean, right now, I know it's not recommended you go there. Wait until that place is under new ownership. That's my take on it. But it's been wild. And that, you know, makes me even more fortunate that I had the chance to go there when I did. Because right now, doesn't seem like a good idea.
No, and that was kind of the consensus when I started reading all the comments. Yeah. And pretty much what you just said.
It's a shame. Yeah. Like I said, it's a beautiful house. I mean, there's something there. Is it the most haunted place ever? I don't know.
I don't know how a place like that couldn't be haunted. It's very, very old. You think about all of the things that have happened within the walls of that house. And I think everything leaves behind an energy.
And, I think so.
You know, so when you have, I don't know, that was built in this, was it the 1700s? That's what I was thinking. So when it's built in the 1700s to now, you just think of everything that's happened there and the happiness and the grief and the sadness that it leaves something behind. How could it not?
And the trauma. I mean, that family, very they much went through so. Something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a, for debate on what it was, but they went through something traumatizing definitely in a paranormal sense. I believe that entirely. I'm not sure if I buy the whole what caused it or who caused it, but that family went through something weird, traumatic, and, you know, just not pleasant in that house.
Yeah.
And that can leave an energy or an imprint, something behind. So there's definitely something there in that house. What it is, who it is, I have no idea. And, you know, hopefully someday the house can be once again respected the way it should be respected.
And that wraps up part one of Exploring the Unexplained with Lawrence Milano. For more information, visit his YouTube channel, just search Mondo Docs, or click on the link in the show description. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.